2 Peter 1. Simon Peter, bondman and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have received like precious faith with us through the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ, grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, as His divine power has given to us all things which relate to life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him that has called us by glory and virtue, through which He has given to us the greatest and precious promises, that through these you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. But for this very reason also, using therewith all diligence, in your faith have also virtue, in virtue knowledge, in knowledge temperance, in temperance endurance, in endurance godliness, in godliness brotherly love, in brotherly love love. For these things existing and abounding in you make you to be neither idle nor unfruitful as regards the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he with whom these things are not present is blind, short-sighted, and has forgotten the purging of his former sins. Wherefore the rather, brethren, use diligence to make your calling and election sure, for doing these things you will never fail. For thus shall the entrance into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ be richly furnished unto you. Wherefore I will be careful to put you always in mind of these things, although knowing them and established in the present truth. But I account it right, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance, knowing that the putting off of my tabernacle is speedily to take place, as also our Lord Jesus Christ has manifested to me. But I will use diligence, that after my departure ye should have also, at any time, in your power to call to mind these things. For we have not made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ following cleverly imagined fables, but having been eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory, such a voice being uttered to him by the excellent glory, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I have found my delight." And this voice we heard uttered from heaven, being with him on the holy mountain. And we have the prophetic word made surer, to which ye do well taking heed, as to a lamp shining in an obscure place, until the day dawn and the morning star arise in your hearts, knowing this first, that the scope of no prophecy of Scripture is had from its own particular interpretation. For prophecy was not ever uttered by the will of man, but holy men of God spake under the power of the Holy Spirit.